I'm joined by Kay's manager, Alan Dowson, after this afternoon's 3-0 home win against Hendon. Alan, what a great second goal by Bobby Traynor. He scored a few here this time, but none better than that, surely.
Ah, it's a good strike. He gets all his goals inside the 18-yard box. I knew he'd score when he got the ball. I sensed him coming on because he's good on both feet, and he's come inside there and cracked it in. Great strike. Second half was a lot better. First half was probably one of, it wasn't the best of games, but nice and tight and not giving anything away. And Toss has come to rescue a couple of times. Then we're sort of set at half time. Let's stay in the game for 10-15 minutes, and we've got Cookie and we've got Lodgie and we've got Jolly, and you know, to win the game. We're going to drag one of the centre half, so one of the three midfield players, but obviously something happened in the game. We got better on the second half and we lifted the tempo in the second half, and I thought the second half was a good performance, but I didn't think the first half was very good. So you know, we'll put it away. We've got 3 points to try to get on Tuesday night, and that's very important.
At the other end, Mr. Boyd Chain, Rob Tolfrey, his second clean sheet in the league in a row. Great save he made in the second half to keep us in the game.
He did, and that's what the things you can't get carried away, because yes, it's 3-0 and it looked good, but it painted over the cracks a little bit because we didn't deserve to win the game 3-0. We deserved to win it, I think, and we had a couple of chances and all the rest of it, but that's what you've got to do against, you know, heading on a bad side, and the people once already, and we beat them a few times. And I think you could tell in the first half that both teams knew each other and where the game was, and it was just important that we win the game. I think we're plus now, aren't we? We're plus, you know, with goals four, and that's good stuff, and you know, we're going from there. And by the way, Francis Dugas walked past me. How the hell can he get man of the match at his football club? Go on, do something against him. No, just go up. That's fine. Okay. No, that's true. I think I just can't believe that things were that bad. Francis Dugas gets me. And you got a little Lodgy, who's his little son, right up his backside at the minute. Okay. But I'm pleased for him. I'm pleased for both of them.
See, you see what I've got,
Bob? Say it, Dukes. Bye bye. Good lad. Yeah, look forward to it.
Okay. I was going to say, actually, Francis Dugas was man of the match. He's gone now, so you can tell me the truth. Is that a fair shout?
Well, yeah. Him, Thompson, Max done well in the second half. For first half a bit, I'm pleased for Duke's good example, captain of the team, good example on and off the pitch, does the right things, tries hard, works hard, all his talks as a girl, people you want at the football club, so he helps the lads along. I think you get some good pros like that in this side, like him. Bash is a great pro, and one of the best pros we've got is young Christian Jolly, so you need a few great pros who will do it for you, like, you know, like world pros.
You mentioned Bash in there. In the first half, you got involved with their number two. What was your take on that? It must have been a fairly bad challenge for Bash to react.
That's what Harmsy said. I think Harmsy said he hid his Bible at him, like, you know, because he's like that Bash in, you know. He's what a shame. And I think he said flipping twice or something in the dressing room as well. So it's you know, it's all good stuff, like, so I saw Nate Bash in it, you know. So it's that was hilarious. And Bash loses his temper. I think it's handbags and that, you know. And so I'm sure I will not see that again off Bash.
Another incident involving potentially a red card when Bobby Traynor was thrown a goal and hauled down by the goalkeeper. What was your take on that?
I thought the defenders were wrong, to be fair. I thought it wasn't a red card. I thought the referees gave me a yellow, and he gave me a yellow. Mm-hmm. And I thought that's fair dues, because it was defenders around there. I thought it was good for Bobby. I thought it was good skill, to be honest, to get around him. But I thought when he broke down, there was definitely people behind him. So I didn't expect a red card, to be honest. And I thought the referees done well there.
Simon Huckle went off, presumably injured. He went straight down the tunnel. What's the latest on him?
Got a bit of a knock, it's out. It'd be fine choosing it. There's a couple of knocks going around. That's how, at the minute, I'm not playing my strongest team. Well, results tell you I am, but I've still got a couple of changes to make. We've still got players on the bench who should be playing, really. But the lads are doing well. Hooks is one of them, where he's a tough cookie. So it'll take a lot to keep him out, to be honest.
Dean Lodge is one of those players who was on the bench today, came on for 5 minutes. How close is he to starting game and being back to fitness?
I think he wanted to start today, to be honest. He came in, he wanted to start, but I thought the best not to. He's got a great chance of starting shortly. We need him in the team. We'll play a different formation when he plays. We'll look after him when he plays. There's no doubt about it. We need a fit Dean Lodge in the team, not a 20-minute Dean Lodge and come off and be injured for 2-3 games. So I'm trying to play the game. I'm trying to wangle a squad. We'll let a couple go, unfortunately. I'm trying to wangle the best we can. We're into contact to every club going to see if we can improve things a little bit. We're on a bit of a run where we're doing okay. But Tuesday night's the most important thing. Now we'll talk about, I said to the lads, we'll talk about today on Thursday. Tuesday night's the most important thing, to rest up tomorrow and get ready for Tuesday.
Hornchurch can be a tough game, isn't it? They've beaten Dartford, they've beaten Sutton in recent games.
They've started a run. They went to drew 4-0 with Chelmsford, which is a great result. Then they beat Dartford, which is excellent, because we nearly beat Dartford up there. Place didn't was close, sorry. Then they get a good result on Saturday, where Adrian Withers, our chief scout, who's doing an excellent job for us, went to watch him. They beat Sutton, and it's going to be a tough game, but one we fully look forward to.
And Mo Harkin has extended his stay. He's now a permanent signing from being alone. How big a boost is that?
Massive. X not being down to do it. And I thought it wasn't. I thought it was gone. I thought the deal was gone because you had to tie a few things about Formba. So he's not on loan anymore. He's our player. I'm delighted about that. I think he's an excellent player. I thought he got with playing in the second half, to be honest. He loves to pass the ball, loves to keep the ball moving, loves to wants the ball at all times. I think he's an excellent player, to be honest. There's not many players I say that about. And I think he does great for us. And I'm delighted for you in the season.